USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has announced the grounding of the Boeing jets involved in the recent fatal crash of an Ethiopian flight and one in October in Indonesia.
We're going to be issuing an emergency order of prohibition to ground all flights of the 737 MAX 8 and the 737 MAX 9 and planes associated with that line.
The FAA hopes to get further information on what happened to the Ethiopian airline flight that crashed last Sunday from the data recorder and the flight voice recorder as well. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Gerald Nadler, suggested former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker may have had conversations with President Trump about Michael Cohen's legal trouble. He said Whitaker didn't deny the conversations during a private meeting on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
British Parliament rejected a proposal that would allow the UK to leave the EU without a divorce deal in place. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Parliament will vote on whether they will seek a delay in the departure, which is set for March 29th.
Such an extension would undoubtedly require the United Kingdom to hold European Parliament elections in May 2019. I do not think that would be the right outcome.
Defense attorney Kevin Downing discussed the 3.5-year sentence handed out to former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort at D.C. federal court.
Such a callous, harsh sentence that is totally unnecessary.
Combined with a sentence in Virginia, Manafort received a total of 7.5 years, and the Manhattan district attorney announced a new 16-count fraud indictment against Manafort. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Fiat Chrysler is recalling more than 850,000 vehicles that aren't meeting U.S. emission standards. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
It's not a voluntary recall. Investigators with the Environmental Protection Agency ordered it, and they say they'll continue to monitor emissions testing at Fiat Chrysler in the future. This recall involves 2011 and 2012 Dodge Calibers, 2011 through 2014 Chrysler 200s and Dodge Avengers, and 2011 through 2016 Dodge Journeys. Shares of Fiat Chrysler were down on Wall Street at this news. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A late winter blizzard is dumping snow on the Rocky Mountain and Plain States, causing airline flight cancellations and scores of traffic crashes, including the death of a Colorado state trooper. Reporter Janet Shanley is in Denver, Colorado.
With gusts nearing 100 miles an hour, the strongest storm in decades. The blinding snow creating whiteouts and hundreds of accidents. The National Guard called in to help dozens of stranded vehicles.
Oh, a tree just fell down.
The system, known as a bomb cyclone, a hurricane in winter. Winds at the Denver airport have been at 50 miles an hour with gusts more than 70 miles an hour. Those are hurricane force winds.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.